Hello everyone, and welcome back to the last episode of Series 2 of the Limitless Podcast, and the last episode of the year. It seems like a perfect time to reflect a bit on what this year has brought, the highs and the lows, the challenges and the learning. I'm going to highlight a few moments for me, and perhaps you'd like to work alongside me and review what this year gave you. So grab a pen and paper and let's get going. So firstly, I've mostly loved creating this podcast, and in particular, loved interacting with the guests I've had on and with you listeners who've given me some amazing feedback. I realise that the interaction this podcast gives me with others who are doing amazing, world-changing things, whether that looks like a big project on the outside or is an invisible internal shift on the inside, is what I absolutely find the most rewarding thing. It lights me up and gives me energy. It's great to have found my voice, to be talking about some of the things I'm so passionate about, and to be providing that voice to others too. It has been a lot of work though. This year for me has been about trying to find a balance between creating something new, this podcast, dealing with a variety of personal challenges, and progressing my own self-development through a coaching program, and carrying on living my previous life with a job, a family, friends, and somewhere in there, some time just for me. It still feels like a constant balancing act, and I ended up missing a few weeks of the podcast because I needed some downtime. I've learned a lot about the cycle I get into, where I create myself a lot of work and then crash at the end of it because I've done too much. My lesson from this is to balance this better, building in downtime as I go and being more prepared and doing more advanced planning to give myself a bit of slack. I often hear that lack of time is one of the biggest hurdles to overcome when creating something new. And I've found that I need to be really mindful of what it is that I'm sacrificing when I'm putting all this time into my podcast. Sacrificing TV time and social media scrolling is fine, but sacrificing family time or sleep is not. I started an online community this year, which didn't turn out quite how I'd imagined. It was intended to go along with this podcast, but in the end, the podcast felt like the right thing to throw my time into, and the community felt like a lot of effort. I still want to build a community of change makers next year, but it may have to look a little different than what I had before. I'm considering whether coaching could be an option for those who want direct support to get their changes off the ground, and I'd love to do some more speaking engagements too. I have lots of ideas and I'll be following my gut as much as I can on where to put my efforts next year. One thing I'm proud of this year is maintaining my lovely family life at home. I was concerned after the lockdowns and with me starting up my own work that my relationships at home and with my friends would suffer. But I feel like I've maintained these as best I can. I make lots of time for my husband and my daughter and my friends, and I'm really glad I do. It feels like a really important part of my life and I don't want to lose it. There's been a couple of points in the year where I've really crashed. For me, a crash looks like feeling anxious and tired and burnt out every day. Everything I need to do in life feels overwhelming. I feel low and sad all the time, and generally just want to hide away from the world and hermit. Sometimes it involves eating and drinking too much and not looking after my body too. And it also seems to dampen my ability to work and make decisions and be creative. I'm not good at upholding my boundaries, and ironically, I end up taking on more stuff because I don't know how to say no. In 2022, I would like to spot these crashes coming and try to head them off instead of letting myself get to breaking point. I do think this is possible, but it's going to take some real awareness of what's going on to do this. And I'm going to need some tactics to put in place for when I can see a crash coming. Going out for a good long walk often helps, but I'm sure there's many more. I've really taken some steps towards things I love to do this year. I've bought a walking jacket and boots, and I've been playing the piano more. I'd love to do more of both walking and playing music next year, and maybe even recording some stuff, as well as maybe a bit of travelling if this pandemic gets in any way under control at some point. So, what did 2021 teach you? What does 2022 have in store for you? What intention can you set for this year, something to look at every day, and see if you're heading in the right direction? Each year of our life is often a mixed bag. There's generally not 100% good or 100% bad going on. So the key is focusing on the good and working out what you can learn from the bad for next time. The Limitless podcast will be back in 2022 to inspire you to make the changes you've always wanted to make. I've got a real good plan for series 3 of the podcast, with some guests lined up who I'm really excited about. I'm going to be talking to both progressive educators and change makers who are taking steps to help look after our planet, as this is another area where I think we need more positive change in the world. I also want to bring more honesty in my change maker journey, more listeners' feedback, and maybe more music. If you've enjoyed listening to Limitless this year, I'd love to hear from you. Come and find me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and I will always say hi. If you want to support the podcast into next year, you can join the Limitless community on Patreon. And next year, I'll be coming up with some ideas for supporters to help you along your changemaker journey. But most of all, and this is the most important thing, try to enjoy Christmas, take time to take a break if you can, reflect, revive yourself, and let's get ready to smash 2022 together.